Some of us just didn't get that talent. I'm glad to be associated with people that do have it. Amen. Amen. In the book of Psalms, in the 92nd chapter, we'll be reading from for just a few minutes of time tonight. And I want to just bring you a message real quickly this evening. That when God is good to us, you can't hide that you've been blessed. You can't hide it. No matter what you might try to do, it's bound to tell on you that you've been with the Lord and God has blessed in your life. And so in 92nd chapter of the book of Psalms, David has talked to us here. In fact, he's talking about how it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto His most holy and high name. But down in the 10th verse, he says, "But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ear shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him." And stop reading there with that 15th verse, and you can be seated in the house of the Lord. And again, you can't hide how good God's been to you. No matter what happens, you can't hide that the Lord has blessed in your life. And David said that not only shall I see it, but my enemies shall see it as well. That the Lord has been good to me. He has blessed us, and I say this so many times, He has blessed us in spite of ourselves. That every time it seemed like the Lord blessed, the devil would try to come to tear it down. And he talks about that in verses 5. About the brutish man and how that he would, and neither even a fool would understand it. But the God that we serve has been better to us than we deserve ever to even think about. And he says that when God has blessed you, that people will notice that you've been blessed by the Lord, by Jehovah, that it's God that has blessed you. And he said that even in our old age, we shall bring forth fruit, that there's none of us today that we don't know what our life is going to bring. But if it brings praise and glory from the Lord, that we're able to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ, that they might see that there's a difference in our lives. And people, we've heard that ever since we've been in church. We've heard about people seeing a difference. And here, David said that we shall be like a palm tree. How many of you know that when you're out on a desert or if you're or down by the seashore, that even when you're afar off, you can see the palm tree? It's there. It's evident because it grows tall and it is strong. When the storms of life come, that palm tree is able to bend almost all the way over. And after the storm passes by, it'll stand straight back up. That's the way God has made us by His blessings, that when the storms come, it about breaks us. But as soon as the sun comes back out again, we're able to stand straight up because God has blessed us. He says we're like a cedar in Lebanon. And all of the building that David did, you remember, you Bible readers remember that to show the blessings of God, he wanted to build a house that would bless the name of the Lord. And even though David wasn't able to do it because of blood on his hands, the Bible says that he did put up a great big sum of money and he worked to get the treasury built up. And he even told his son about Hiram down in Lebanon and about the cedars that was there. And the cedars grew tall and they was able to preserve. Even when the storms come, the cedar wood was good. And they built the house of the Lord out of those cedars. Folks, here he compares us to a palm tree and a cedar tree. Sometimes I feel like a little sapling, don't you? Sometimes I feel like an outcast. Sometimes I feel like that my branches are so fragile. But even the palm tree, if I can focus on that, even the palm tree, it loses its branches occasionally. In fact, that's how it grows. The branches just keeps wrapping around and growing up, and you don't see many branches down low. They're all up high. And you have to look up to see the glory of the palm tree. And sometimes I feel like that we don't have much strength at all. But when the storms come, folks, it's not your strength or mine that gets us through it. It's the strength of the Lord that where He has blessed us. We ought not be ashamed that we have been blessed. Can I preach for a few minutes of time? Sometimes we try to hide how good God has been to us. We ought to brag on the Lord. We ought to be proud, but we ought to put it out there front that it's not because of me. It's not because of my strength, because of my knowledge. It's because the Lord has blessed me that I have what I have today. And we ought to be proud of the most prized possession we have is that God has saved our dying souls. Anybody proud of that tonight? That the Lord has saved us. He's given us a home in glory. He's given us a good life here, and He's promised to watch over us and to help us. And He said here that the eyes of the enemy shall see it, and his ears shall hear the desires that the wicked is coming to rise up against you. But He said, those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. We may not be much down here, but folks, my name is known in heaven above. That makes me more rejoicing than anything else. People sometimes down here get the big head when things good happen to them and their name is publicly acknowledged either through radio or TV or maybe the newspaper. Our names may never make the news, but praise God, it made the news in heaven when we all walked down the aisle and gave our heart to Jesus Christ, got saved. It made news in heaven, and that's the most prized possession that we have. He said that we ought to be thankful. We ought to be proud of how good God has been to us. In olden days, and I'll say this, in olden days, if somebody was prosperous, they was not skinny. This is Bible. You say, well, what did they look like? If they were skinny, that means that they had want of food. That they had want because they was poor, they didn't have food, or there was a famine, and they were skinny. He said in this verse, he says, even the enemies can tell that I have been blessed because we are fat and flourishing. Somebody say amen. People say we ought not preach like this. But it was biblical in that time that if you looked at somebody and they were fleshly, can I use that term? It meant that they was prosperous. Everybody could tell by looking at them that they had been blessed. Folks, you and I, the world, not by our weight, not by our size, but the world ought to be able to look at us and tell that we have been blessed because we've been with God. And people say, well, how can they tell? They can tell, as my Sunday school teacher said this morning, they can tell because there's a skip in our walk. They can tell because there's a smile upon our face. You say, well, you've not gone through what I'm going through right now. No matter what we're going through, when we realize that we're not in control, but God is able to bring us through it, folks, it will change your disposition. It will change your outlook, and it'll let you know, yeah, I might be in a valley right now, but in just a little while, the Lord is going to show up. Devil, you might have me down where you want me at right now, but wait until the Lord sends deliverance, and then I'm going to rise up and walk out of this valley, and the devil knows that you don't belong to him, but you belong to God, just like the world knows that you belong to God today. And he said, you can tell. You can tell. They're flourishing. Folks, the world can tell. We may not have the jobs we want. We may not have the careers we want. But the world can tell they're flourishing. We're not the heads or the CEOs, but we're flourishing. You say, how can you be flourishing? Because the Bible teaches us that God can take what little we have, speak His blessing upon it, and make it to multiply. How many of you know little is much when the Lord is with you? Is that not what the Scripture says? And it amazes me how people can be so blessed. and how that the Lord has given them so much. He says that we shall bring forth fruit even in old age. That folks, you and I, we're not done just because we're getting older. In fact, it scares me and I am concerned. And I'll speak this and try to find a closing place in just a minute. I'm concerned about who is going to replace what we have today. Because there's not many folks that still depend upon the Lord to bless them and to prosper them. They're dependent upon themselves, their own talents, their own skills. They're dependent upon themselves to make it in this world. And they're going out, and Brother Bill, they're not taking the Lord with them. Folks, you can't make enough money to compare with what little that some may have. But when God speaks blessings upon it, that which God has blessed will go further than that which these are out here in this world trying to make. I know it for a fact today. That God is able to bless us, to take us to heights that we never dreamed of, and to see our dreams come to reality. And you say, well, what is your dreams? I want to be blessed by God. Because when God blesses us, folks, there's nothing that the world has that can compare with what God has given to us. He said in His Word that we ought to, by us being blessed, we can show that the Lord is upright, that He is our rock. And how many of us do not know that the Lord is our rock? He's the foundation of my life. And even though the devil will come against my house and he blows off some shingles, he blows off some siding every once in a while. I'm talking about this house. He may even knock a room or two down, but he cannot destroy the foundation which my life is built upon. He can hurt me, he can harm me, but he can't destroy me. Amen. You remember even Job, when the devil come against him, God told him, he says, you can do anything you want to him, but you can't kill him. See, he says, you can do all these things. And the devil tried his best to kill Job, but Job held on to the name of the Lord. Even in his sickness, his friends saw that he was blessed. In all that he went through, his friends saw that he was blessed. Because you see, there's not probably a one of us that could go through all that Job went through and come out as victorious as what Job did. Some of us, when the wife or the spouse would say, why don't you just curse God and die? We probably would have done it. You say, how can you say that about us? Folks, when we see everybody else going through it, we're strong. But when it comes to us going through it, how many of you are weak tonight? Amen? We're strong when it's somebody else. But when it comes to our house, we're awfully weak. His friends saw that Job was blessed. And they saw it at the end when the Lord showed up and gave him back twice everything that he lost. Folks, that's how good God is. Everywhere we read in the Bible, let me close with this. Everywhere we read in the Bible, all of those strange lands that the children of Israel went through, they could look upon them and see that they had been blessed. Even though they were vagabonds, they didn't have a city. Remember, Abraham said, we're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God. We're just tent dwellers right now. But everywhere they went, people could see that they had been blessed by God. People say, well, how was they blessed? Folks, when they left Egypt, they didn't leave empty-handed. The Bible says that they took a lot of the gold and the silver when they left out of Egypt. Pharaoh, you say, well, they stole it. No, Pharaoh gave it to them because he said, here, take it and get out. Get out. I want you to just take this and go. This, consider this wages for all your labor. Take it and go. And everywhere they went, they see that these folks had silver on top of silver, gold on top of gold. They had cattle. They had. You remember when Lot and Abram came there, they had to separate because their lots, their cattle, their everything had grown so large that there was not enough room for all of them to dwell together. People could look at them and see that they had been with the Lord. They were blessed. People say, well, I wish the Lord would bless me. Let me close with this. Did He wake you up this morning? Did He give you health and strength? I mean, we all got aches and pains. How many of you got aches and pains tonight? How many of you could talk to me for at least an hour about your aches and pains after church? Right? And you say, well, you wouldn't listen to them. I'd stick around. Sure I would. We all got troubles. How many of you got troubles? In fact, let me say this. If it was just me and Becky, our troubles would be little. Amen? But when you start a family, and that family starts growing, they bring in different problems. Amen? And if it wasn't for God's blessings on us, I would have lost it a long time ago. Amen? The Lord, He blesses us. And sure enough, something we do, somewhere we help, something that we say is going to be a blessing to show those others around us that God has blessed us. And I'm proud that God has blessed me. I'm thankful more than anything that God has blessed me. Not with just, people say, well, when I preach like this, sometimes I think people are talking about, Brother Ronnie, that they're talking about material things. Material things are going to come and go. Now, don't get me wrong. God has blessed us all with material things. How many of you got a house to live in? How many of you got a car, an automobile to drive? Yours might be in the shop, but you still got one to drive, right? And I'm not making light of that. Don't get me wrong. But God has given us all everything that we need. How many of you this morning, when you went to the closet, had the choice of more than just one wardrobe outfit? God has blessed us. Becky's grandpa, every time he went to church, or every time I've known him go to church, he always had the same outfit. Even though he had multiple outfits, his outfit was overalls and a dress shirt. And I don't know, Beck, if I ever saw him go to church in anything besides that. But he didn't go to see what everybody else was wearing and to show what he could wear. We have to go with what we're comfortable with, what the Lord has blessed us with. And because the Lord has blessed us, we've got just a large selection that we can go and pick from. And I said, I'm going to close. Let me tell you this. Sometimes I'll ask Becky, I'll say, what did I wear last weekend? If I wear it the 2 weekends in a row, don't get upset. It's because I can't keep track. And you know what? It's really not important. As long as it's clean and as long as it fits, I'm going to wear it because God blessed me with it. Because He's been good to us. And if you see me wearing the same one too many weeks in a row, say, Roger, I think you wore that last week. But say it in love. All right? Say it in love. Sometimes God blesses us so much that we just don't know what to do with it. Anybody tonight got something in the house that's never been used, never been worn? Would you raise your hands? You know why you got it? Because God's blessed you. God's blessed you. It's there. And if you ever want to use it, you can pull it out. But let me put this in, then I will close. Don't let it sit there and not use it, because God might just call and you'll have to leave. God's blessed us with it. We ought to use everything for His glory and His honor. And folks, no matter what He has given to us, God is able to give us more just like it. If we will do what the first verse said in this chapter, let's keep lifting up His name. Let's keep praising Him. Let's keep honoring Him, because there is nothing that He's going to withhold from us when we please the Lord. Tonight, while we stand and fellowship one another, we're not going to have a song of invitation. We're going to fellowship one another. In this little message, I just want you to know this. Be proud of everything God's given to you. Brag on Him. And when people say, where'd you get that? Say, the Lord blessed me with it. The Lord gave it to me. In fact, most of the stuff we have is not even ours. God's just loaned it to us for a little while. For a little while. And then when I leave, it'll go to somebody else. How many of you know that you're just temporary? Amen. I said I was going to close, and Larry, I got to with this here. So, used to when the boys get in my toolbox, or Becky, I get so frustrated because everything I had in there, I knew where it was at, and it was mine. They was in my stuff. But then a thought hit me a few years ago. Not that I still don't get upset. I just don't get as upset. All right. Does that make sense? That when I'm gone, it's not going to be mine no more. It's going to go to one of them. And folks, you know what the harsh reality is? Those things that's important to me won't mean a hill of beans to them. That stuff that I work for and it means a lot to me because I've used it a lot, or somebody gave it to me, they won't know the history behind it. They won't know the number of times I busted my knuckles on that wrench. They won't know the heartache that I had over working on something. It won't mean as much to them as it does to me. So, while I'm trying to let it go, because you see, I want to be a blessing to them as well. When the Lord blesses us, we all want to be a blessing to somebody else. Lord, take that. If they need it, let them take it. Because it just don't mean as much as it used to. You know why? Because God has blessed us with more. More. And more. And folks, I'm not ashamed of what God has done for me. Would you stand and fellowship one with another tonight? I'm not going to ask for a song. It's a holiday weekend. I appreciate y'all coming back and being with us tonight. And I don't want to wear thin on your patience. But I want to brag on the Lord as well. So when you shake hands with somebody, tell them how blessed you are. Brag to them for just a moment of time how blessed that you are tonight.